We are facing a storm that most of us have feared. With sustained winds of 150 miles an hour, with wind gusts of 190 miles per hour.
Buildings have collapsed. There are reports from New Orleans of people trapped in buildings that have come down around them. They have made desperate calls to 911 asking for help, asking for rescue. But the rescuers
can't. The system may have been overtopped. And that one of the pumps has been knocked out of commission.
And there is a fear that some folks may not be able to get out of the area in time.
We will be doing a mandatory evacuation.
Then what was supposed to be a waterproof roof started raining inside part of the Superdome.
The roof is gone.
Yes, sir.
They look like refugees. They are refugees.
The Red Cross is setting up a database to try to get loved ones in touch with each other.
This week marks the 10-year anniversary of one of the deadliest hurricanes ever recorded in the United States. Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans early in the morning, leveling its infrastructure and eventually covering 80% of the city with water. Thousands of people were left without power, food, or water, and thousands more were left wondering if their friends and family were alive and well.
My mom, I couldn't talk to her because the towers were down, so it was like nobody could get in touch with anybody. But my mom, I knew she was out safe because she had to evacuate with her job. But the whole rest of my brothers, my three sisters, my dad, I didn't know where any of them were.
First-year Viking Mike Wallace is from New Orleans, and his whole family was there during Hurricane Katrina. He was living 5 hours north at the time in Mississippi and not able to find out how his family fared through the massive storm.
I was in college. My whole family was pretty much still down there. Couldn't talk to them for maybe 2-3 weeks when it first happened. So that was the toughest part, not knowing, you know, what's really going on, not knowing if they really made it out safe. But I didn't talk to any of them for maybe like 2 weeks, maybe almost 3 weeks.
Wallace was preparing for his first college football season at Ole Miss, but wasn't alone, waiting and wondering if his family was safe.
At my school at Ole Miss, we had like 4 guys from New Orleans. We all were close, and we all got through it together. You know, everybody was in the same situation. Some people's worse than others, but at the same time, we all was going through it. None of us knew where our family was. None of us knew how our houses and stuff were. So I think just being around those guys, we kind of bonded and got through it together.
Thanks to the support from his teammates at Ole Miss, Wallace stayed strong, and eventually he got word from his family that they were okay. Next, it was time to see how bad the damage was to his home.
We came out in a better situation than most because it was pretty much only our roof caved in, new furniture. It was so many people lost the whole foundation to their house, couldn't never go back to their house. We had to stay away maybe 6-7 months, and then we were back in our old house.
With the fear of not knowing what happened to his family gone, Wallace went on to have a productive season of football as a true freshman, playing in 10 games. And now, 10 years later, he's had the time to reflect on his experiences and the rebuilding of his home city.
It's great just to, you know, see everybody buying and coming together. So many people were down there helping us out. And just the rebound is crazy, you know. Obviously, everything's not back to normal, but just to see all the events back up, the Jazz Fest, Mardi Gras, we even getting Super Bowls again. So it's just great to see the city rebound the way they have and come together.
For the veteran wideout, New Orleans will always be his home, a city full of vibrant music, diverse culture, and unrelenting perseverance.
That's always important, just to know. Like I said, I never forget where I came from. You know, those neighborhoods made me.
Home may always be the Big Easy for the wide receiver, but Mike Wallace can't help but express his happiness to be here in the land of 10,000 lakes.
I'm very excited for the new year to come. I have a lot to prove, great teammates to be around. I'm excited. Fresh start. Can't wait to get back, catch some long touchdowns. You know, it would be, you know, most fitting thing would be to catch like an 80-yarder in the first game on Monday Night Football.
Happy to be in Minnesota with the Vikings, the veteran wide receiver Mike Wallace will never forget where he came from. Down the Mississippi River sits his hometown of New Orleans, where one decade ago the city was devastated by one of the country's worst natural disasters. The Big Easy has rebounded from this tragedy, thanks to a city full of proud families, like the Wallace family, hardworking and goodwill people who overcame the tragedy and continued to rebuild to make New Orleans one of the country's finest cities.